Renting Christ aroma. I've been a lot of places, still on many stages, seen a lot of faces. One question I've heard 1,010 times.
Yo, Shy, tell me what's your thoughts on the end times.
In certain circles, I get all kinds of looks when I tell them I disagree with the Left Behind books. Some get hostile, I tell them it's not the gospel. Plus, we shouldn't take our theology from a novel or tradition. No need for tension or division, cause many Christians have embraced different positions. I do have a view, but I admit I could be wrong. This is secondary to the gospel we agree on. This is not essential, bro. I still defend it, though. I hold to the view known as amillennial. Songs like this are not typical, it's difficult, but I intend to show you exactly why it's biblical.
Yeah, we in the last days, it's the end times. No time for the spiritually thin rhymes. Yeah, gotta infiltrate your sections with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And when he comes back, see the sky crack. Where you at?
Where you at?
Yeah, it's like that. And when he comes back, see the sky crack. Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at?
So what do I mean when I say I'm a millennial? It's kind of complicated. I try to keep it simple, though. The primary scriptural passage for meditation is found in the 20th chapter of Revelation. According to the I'm a millennial interpretation, Christ's death on the cross greatly hindered the works of Satan, bound him so he could no longer deceive the nations. John 12:31, see the correlation? Revelation 20 verse 4 explains the present reign of the faithful beheaded saints in heaven. And that's the point. Christ reigns from where he's at now, at the right hand of the Father since he sat down, ruling in the midst of his enemies, they're hostile, extending his kingdom through the spread of the gospel.
Well, when's the millennium?
You might find it pretty stunning, the whole time between Jesus' first and second coming. His first coming was the kingdom inaugurated. His second coming will be the kingdom consummated. And yes, there's a rapture. Still, this is clear. The rapture doesn't mean Christians will disappear. It means they'll be caught up, changed in a moment. The blessed hope of all who've been saved through atonement. His coming won't be secret, though, and this is a fact. When Jesus comes back, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Yeah, we in the last days. It's the end times. No time for the spiritually thin rhymes. Yeah, gotta infiltrate your sections with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And when he comes back, see the sky crack. Where you at?
Where you at?
Yeah, it's like that. And when he comes back, see the sky crack. Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at?
The New Testament speaks of two ages, son. That's the present evil age and the age to come. This age has murder, hate. We yearn and wait. The next age, a burning lake, eternal state. One question to ask if you hold a different view. Which age does the things you're reading about fit into? Something for your study I want to share and give. Revelation contains seven parallel narratives. And what they're describing, again, is pretty stunning. The time between Christ's first and second coming. The thousand-year reign is not literal or physical, but Christ will return in full glory, invisible. A few final comments, some food for thought. Keep your eyes on Christ, not the news reports. And even if we disagree, true believers, hum with me. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly.
Come quickly,
yeah.
Lord.
We in the last days, it's the end times. No time for the spiritually thin rhymes. Yeah, gotta infiltrate your sections with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And when he comes back, see the sky crack. Where you at?
Where you at?
Yeah, it's like that. And when he comes back, see the sky crack. Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at?